Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olah Shalom. It begins in the Od Zohar edition at the Mishnah, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, two lines from the bottom of Daf Samach, Zayin Amid Beis. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Memches Amid Beis. I'd like to begin today's Shir by discussing a Shaila that came up recently in the OU, and we consulted with Hagoyin Rav Shechter, Rav Hershel Shechter, Shlita, and it's Nageya as a background to our Mishnah. The minig that has come from Eretz Yisrael is that 40 women gather together in one place, each one Thursday night. This usually happens when women bake challahs for Shabbos, and each one brings their 5-pound dough. There's definitely a chiv on each one to make a bracha. And then they go around the room and everyone makes a bracha, an individual bracha, and the other people answer amen to that person's bracha. Is this a correct minig mitzat halacha? And Rav Shechter said, it's not usur, however, it's preferable not to do it that way. Since they're all gathering together to say the bracha on Hafrosh's challah, we have a rule, Shemeya Koina, that if you listen to someone else making a bracha, it's as if you have said that very bracha. We also have another klal, Beroiv Om Hadras Melech. When there is a large gathering, then that is the hiddur, that's the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is preferable, if people are kaveyah themselves as one group, that one person should make the bracha and everybody else should answer amen. And not to have each individual person make, in other words, in our case, 40 different brachas will be made in that room and everybody answering amen. That's not the hitter. That's a group, that's individuals that are coming together. But it's proper that they should act as a group. Because of Shemei Ko'ina, because of Beroyiv Om Hadras Melech. And therefore, our Mishnah will discuss this concept of Shemei Ko'ina, Beroyiv Om Hadras Melech, in connection to the bracha of Hamoitzi, and other brachas that come before the Suda or after the Suda. Begins the Mishnah. And if they were sitting down, then one cannot be moitzi the other. Each one makes a bracha by himself. But if they recline together to eat, one makes a bracha for everyone. Let us look at the Charedim on this Mishnah, who says very important yesodos in the Mishnah. Begins the Charedim, the second wide line at the bottom of the Amud, Hoye Yoshin Lecha Kolech Vech Vorch Latzma, Yoshve Stam, Beloisha Hiskimut Chilaleshav Lecha Yachad. It's speaking about they were sitting and they didn't make up, let's sit together. Each one sat down there. It wasn't the group deciding we're going to sit in this place. Ha Hiskimu, but if they said, let's sit down together, Yeshivasim Have Kava Kesebu, then it's not necessary to recline together. Just sitting down together is enough, as the Chredim will explain in the next Chredim. Sebu, says the Chredim, dark and hoya derech was, their way was, leishev ba'sebo, to sit reclining, al hamitois, on beds, al tzidin asmali, on their left side, va'oichlu v'shoysen ba'sebo, they would eat and drink, in that way, reclining. The Bavli Membeis and Membeis in Bracha says, if they were walking along the way, when they said, let us go and eat bread in that spot, they see a certain spot and they say, oh, that's a shady spot, whatever it is, that's a good place to eat lunch, to eat supper. So that is Kaseba Dama, just saying that let us eat together in that place, that is a kvias, that unites them as a group, as if they were reclining. Vahu adin im amru neishav lechol kan. It doesn't have to be in that place, even if they said, okay, let's sit down and eat lunch together here. Umas nisin, our mission is speaking, what bracha, the mission doesn't really explain which bracha they're discussing. Says the Chared, umas nisin, bein ba maitzi, whether it's the bracha ba maitzi, bein ba birchus hamazin, mairi. But Hamoitzi, Afilu b'shnayim, echad mevorach v'echad yoytze, badafke v'aseva, So by Hamoitzi, it could be even two people. One makes the bracha, and one is Yotze, he says, Amen, and he's Yotze with the bracha of his friend, Shemei Kaina. But it has to be Dafka Baseba, or as the Haredim said, if they say, let's sit here, let's sit there, so that's a kvias, that makes them into a group, as if they were reclining. Daha, the Kamel on that, which we have a klal, the Birchas HaNenet, Im Lo Yotze Moitzi, if I didn't make a bracha, I want to eat this apple, and I didn't make a Bari Priya Eitz, Moitzi, I can be Moitzi, the Bari Priya Eitz for you, Baseba Dafka, it's only Baseba, or... as we said, we say, let's eat there, let's eat here. That's like Haseba. Ha lav hachi. But if he didn't do Haseba, and he didn't say, let's eat here, afil shama brach, even if he heard the brach, gamon amin. And he answered, amin lo yotze. But now, says the great and important yisod, v'idna, nowadays, the ein noigin lechel baseba, our minig is that we don't eat on these beds reclining, baseba. Yeshiva shalonu ala shulchan kaseba to do. If we sit together around the table, that is considered like haseba, and one can be moitzi all the rest. Avol im oichlin oimdin oichlin, but let's say we're standing or walking, then kolechem vorch la'atzmei. That's not a kvias, and therefore one cannot be moitzi everybody else with the call of Shemei Kain. It's only if you're kivei yourselves, you make yourself into a group. So in the time of Chazal, it was necessary to have a seba, or to at least say, let's eat sitting there or sitting here. And in our times, it's not necessary to have a seba, it says the Haredim, because we don't do a seba ever. We sit at a table. So sitting at a table has the same halacha of a seba. But in our times, if a person walks or he... stands and is not sitting, then one person cannot be moitzi the other for benching or for hamoitzi, but rather each one makes a bracha by himself. Continues the mission at the top of the Samach Ches Amud Aleph. Bol en yayin b'toch hamazon, if during the meal wine came to them and they now have to make a bracha on the yayin, kol echem mevorach la'atzmai, everybody makes his own bracha. Here, for some reason, one person cannot be mighty the rest. We do not say Shemei Koina. The Haredim says, but Gemara Mefarish time, the Gemara will explain. However, the Pnei Moshe tells us what the Gemara is going to say. Let's see the Pnei Moshe inside on the left-hand column, top line. Lefi she'ein beis habli aponi. Because where he's swallowing in his throat, it's not empty. There's food in there. Ve'ein lev hamasubin poine ela mevorach. They are not concentrating, the people that are eating are not concentrating on the person who's making the bracha on wine. They are concentrating on swallowing what's in their mouths. And we're worried, Shema Yechane Kishabolanis Amen. In other words, he's not concentrating on the mevorach. Suddenly, he hears a bar priya gofen. He's in the middle of swallowing, and then he's going to have to answer, amen, he might choke. And as a result, Chazal said, you make the bracha on wine when you're good and ready. You're not taken by surprise. And then you might choke. So, call echem mevorach la'atzmei. However, continues the Mishnah, la'achar amoz, and if wine came to him only after the meal, so now he's not eating. Now he can concentrate on the mevorech. So then we go back to the klal. They're all kivei suited together. They're a group. Then shemei koine roiv am hadras melech echad mevorech lekulam. Then we say that in fact in that case one can be moitzi with a bayer pirgofen for all the people that are sitting around the table or in the time of Chazal who are being mesubin with a kfias. Or they said that we're going to eat in this place, that we learned before makes it like a kfias. Then the halacha, where there's no sakana, echad mevarch lekula. Continues the Mishnah, v'oimer al hamugmer. The minig was that they would bring, usually after the suda, they would bring incense, and they would say the bracha asher nasan reich toiv ba'atzei besamim. Sometimes they would bring it during the meal. So that one who had the bracha and was mighty everybody else, he's the one, V'aymer ala mugmer, he makes the bracha of Shenosan Reich Tov Ba'atzei B'samim for everybody because of Shemei Koina. Since he got one kibbud, we give him another. Now, what are we speaking about? It would seem that we're speaking about on what just preceded this line in the Mishnah, which is speaking about the wine. That if you brought wine, La'achar amazin, Echad Mevorach L'kulon. then one makes a bracha for everyone. But the Haredim, in the second wide line on top, in the name of Rabbeinu Yoinah, says that's not the pshat. Pirush Rav Rabbeinu Yoinah b'shem ha-goyinim. Rabbeinu Yoinah said in the name of the goyinim, mikoyach ha-Yerushalmi del-kamon. We'll see it from the Yerushalmi further. Da-reishakoy. It's not going on wine. It's going on the beginning of the Mishnah, ha-moitzi. Diktani is say, echem v'vorch l'kulon, ha-moitzi, that if they all joined together and they were reclining, then one is moitzi the rest through Shemeka Aine. He says Hamoitzi for them. The Kamer Hashta, the Im Heviyu Mukmur Be'emtza Suda. If they brought the incense in the middle of the Suda, Oise Shebir Hamoitzi, Nice Loimala Shane Nislavar Klukulon. The one who made the Hamoitzi, so he was already being Moitzi the whole group with his Hamoitzi. So since he had the covet of Hamoitzi, we give him another covet that he makes the Bracha on. The Mugmar of Atzei Psamim, he makes that brach, and he's moitzi everyone else as well. It's not going on the Yayin, but rather it's going on the beginning of the Mishnah concerning Hamoitzi. So, back to the Mishnah. Va'oimer, the Hamoitzi, the one who got Hamoitzi, says Ala Mugmar. Now, the Mishnah adds, Af al pi, she'en mevinas ha-mugmar el lachers sude. Even though they usually, normally, do not bring the incense until after the Suda. Let's see what the Haredim says on this. What does it mean? First of all, after the Suda doesn't mean after benching. He says it means kaidem birchas hamazon, after the meal, but before benching. Vafilo achi, kivun shesimu achilosan, nifsa ko'inyin, ve'ein tzarech litin loy al hamugmor v'loy al hayayin. Even though they didn't bench yet, but since they finished eating, so then you don't have to give him any kibbud. The one who had a moitzi, in that case, he would not be the one who makes the bracha on the mugmur. It's only here where we're speaking about in the middle of the suda, he makes the bracha. Since he had one kibbud, we give him another kibbud. So I would have thought, that's what the Mishnah is trying to explain to us, I would have thought that since the din is that if the mugmur only came after the meal before benching, we would not give the person who made a moitzi the covet of making the bracha on the mugmur, or on the yayin that comes after the suda, he would not get that covet of echad mevorach l'kulon. So I would have thought that even if it comes during the suda, also not k'mashmalan. No, if it's after the suda, then there's a hefsek. Then it's not connected anymore with what happened during the suda, and then we don't give him that extra covet. But if it happened during the suda, then the one who had made that mitzi, he's the same one who would make the bracha for everybody on the mugmar. Now, the Haredim now points out an interesting thing. Before, when we had wine that came after the mazon, it says, kol echad lachar mazon, echad mevorach l'kulon. After the mazon, which means after the suda, one makes a bracha for everyone. So there it calls it lachar mazon. Here, when we're speaking about mugmar, it says, afal b'shem evinas ha-mugmar, ela la'achar suda. Why don't we say lachar mazon? Why don't we say in the Reisha by Yayin La'achar Hasuda? Why is this a switch? Says the Haredim. Let's see it inside. So first, the before we get to that Haredim, the Haredim points out something else. Ulekamon boy amai b'yayin shebe'emtsa suda k'tani kolech mevorach la'atzmai v'mugmer shebe'emtsa suda echad mevorach l'kula. So that the Gemara is going to ask, why is it that concerning Yayin that comes in the middle of the Suda, there we have a problem that there's a sakana, and therefore we have each one making his own bracha. Whereas by the mugmur in the middle of the meal, we say that echad mevorach l'kulon, the one who got that moitzi, he'll make the mugmur. Why aren't we worried with the same thing? They're not concentrating on him, and they're concentrating on eating, and they'll suddenly hear a bracha, they'll say amen, and they'll choke. So why is there a difference between Yayin, where each one makes a bracha by himself in the middle of the suda because we're worried about choking, and by mugmur, he makes for everybody, we're not worried about choking. In the next chredim here, he discusses the difference why by mugmur it's lachar suda, and by yayin it's lachar amazon. Says the chredim, divrei maskal lachar suda, kishesimu lechol koidim birchas amazon, ubi yayin. The havi mazon yayin itself satiates, so nakal loshan lachar amazon. Ubi mugmur, by incense, the lavi mazon. It's a good smell, but it's not satiating. So therefore, amal achar suda. So then, it has nothing to do with mazon, but there it looks at it after the suda. Yayin, which shares the inyan of mazon with bread, it also satiates. So therefore, by yayin, he still associates it with mazoin. Mashenka by mugmer, which has no connection to mazoin, he refers to the suda as the suda. So explains the charedim. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Shuman, Levi Omar, Beshvua Ben, he must need. So our mission is speaking about a suda of Shvua Ben. What is Shvua Ben? This was a special suda they used to make a week after the Bris Milah took place. So let us see the Charedim here, who offers two explanations from the Rishonim in this Gemara. Says the Charedim, the first wide line, Beshvua Kain hu masnisen boorchen lahachi boya seba. So the first pshat of the he quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rashba, the Rosh. They say it's going on what we learned about hamoitzi. That when can I say shemei koina by hamoitzi to be yoitzi? Everybody else only if in the time of Chazal there was haseba. So when do you need haseba? That's only if there were guests at this suuda, this shua haben. The belav hachi like kvi. If they were not reclining, there's no kvias, and then he can't be moitzi them. Avol bal habayis. That's let's see the Gemara first, because the Gemara actually speaks this out. Bishua ben he must nisa ha bal habayis b'toch beis eloi, but a bal habayis in his own house not. Let's go back to the charedim. We're in the second, the end of the first wide line. Avol bal habayis kol bnei boisai nigvar nachor of all his family. Goes after him, ubeloya seba kvi, hu mevarch lekulot, came pirsha rabbeinu yoina, v'rashba v'rash. So these were trying to learn that when do you need haseba, even in the time of Chazal, and you didn't speak out, we're going to sit down together, that's only by a suda where there's a lot of guests. But by a suda where it's your family, so your family is automatically drawn together to the bal habayis, and memela, you don't need haseba to make a kviyas, and the father of the house can make the bracha for everyone, even if they're not reclining. So learns these Rishonim. But then the Charedim brings down, however, Tosfos in brachas. Afmem Gimel Amud Aleph says that it's not going on Hamoitzi, the Reish of our Mishnah. It's going on the case of Yayin, the second part of our Mishnah. So the Tosfos Pirsha, the Koya Yayin, the B'toy Hamazin, Yayin in the middle of the Suda, the Ketani Masnis, Echlin Varch Lekulon. Now, there's something here that has to be explained in the Charedim, because our Mishnah says that Toich Hamozen Kol Ha'echad Mevorach La'atzmoy. But I think what the Charedim is saying in the name of Toich is that Me'ikar Adin, wine is like anything else, that you could, one person can make a bracha if there's a kvias, and you might see everybody else. But here there's a special reason, as the Charedim will elaborate on, a special takana that kol echad mevorach la'atzmoy. So what he's saying right now, the Ketanim Asisa says in the Mishnah, echad mevorach l'kulon, that's la'achar hamazon. And really it should be toich hamazon also. Umefarish to come in taimo, what's the reason why toich hamazon, we say that everyone kol echad v'echad makes himself, Lafish ain't basically upon it, because the throat is not empty. He's eating. He's concentrating on eating. And he might choke. V'yafal gav denafki b'shmiyo. He can be yaitz with shmei ha'koina. V'akivin de'en yuchal lanois ome. Mishum de'en mesichem v'suda m'pnei ha'sakana. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of a suda because of sakana, of choking. So that includes even one word of ome. V'en royal lots is ela b'shmiyo. You can't, it's not proper to be mitzi with Shemei Koina without saying Amen. Rather, again, the words here are difficult, but that's the Chayr, the Pshat, and the Charedim. V'gambani is Amen. No, you can't say just Shemei Koina, I'll be silent, but rather you're supposed to say an Amen. Mishom Yamali Piti Lasecha, because my mouth has to be full of the praise of Hashem, and my mouth has any food right now. Hilka kolach mevarch latzmei. Therefore, everybody should make his own bracha. So when you swallow your food and you're able to concentrate, you'll make the bracha. Otherwise, you might choke. You might say the amen when your mouth is full of food and your mouth is supposed to be empty and only full of Hashem's praise. So therefore, everybody makes his own bracha. V'kamer hashta, debala, b'ayis b'toch beisoi, That's only by a suda, by orchin, who don't pay attention to the Baal Bais. But a Baal Bais in his own house, the vadi kulam poinin elovim nichim alechel voinin amin. Everybody concentrates. If the father's ready to make a bracha on the wine, so everybody will stop eating and they'll concentrate and they'll then say amen. So whom of Arkel Kulon? There he could make the bracha for everybody. Vuhuadin, ba'orchim by guess, imamar, savri moirai. In other words, if he calls their attention, so then they'll quickly swallow what they're eating, and they will answer amen, and there's no danger of choking or of saying the amen with his mouth full of food. And they leave the food to hear and to answer amen. So then, echad mevarach l'kulon. So the Charedim is explaining here, in the name of Tosfos, that by Yayin, the only time that each one has to make his own bracha is if there are guests. It's not a balabas in his own house with his own family, so then they're not concentrating on the person making the bracha, and then there's problems. They'll choke, they'll say the amen with food in their mouth. However, if it's a Baal Bais in his own house, immediately they'll have respect, their cheres for the father, and they will stop eating and they'll concentrate and they'll say amen. Or by guess, if he says savri, maranon, rabbanon, rabbisai, savri, mar, he calls their attention, I want to be motzi you with the bracha. So then they stop eating, they'll listen, and they'll answer amen. Then ech mevarach l'kulon. So that is the sheet of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Let's go back to the Gemara. The third line after the Gemara begins, Tani Rabchia. Rabchia disagreed. Afila Baal Bais B'tach Beisai. Let's go back to the Charedim. Rabchia Tani Da Afila De Loi Plug Rabbanon. The Rabchia holds his Loi Plug. We don't make differences, exceptions. There's one flat rule. The rule is that in the middle of a Suda, where there's a problem of choking, where there's a problem, you're going to make a bracha and you're going to have food in your mouth. You're going to answer amen with food in your mouth. So there, everybody makes his own bracha. He's not yoitze with the Baal Bais. There's no chilek. And even a Baal Bais in his own house, low plug, we have one set halacha. V'yesh machalek is b'tayis v'sham shepasuk Rabbi Shua ben Levi. V'yesh shepasuk Rabbi Chiya. There's a question, who's the psak like? Is the psak like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who says that our mission is only in a special suda or a wedding where there's a lot of guests and they're not going to listen, pay attention to the person making the bracha, and then we'll have all kinds of problems. So, but in the house of a Baal Bais, or as the Charedim said, where you'll say savri moirai, and then they'll pay attention, then one could make a bracha for all. Do we pass like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, or do we pass like Rabbi Chiya? Loi plug, afila Baal Bais b'tach beisoi. Even if he says savri moirai, that doesn't make a difference. Always the halacha is that each one in the middle of a suda kolechem v'varach l'atzmai, there's a question, who do we pasuk like? The Gemara now continues to bring a brisa which will teach us when echad mevarach l'kulam and when kol echad mevarach l'atzmai in the seder of the suda. When was it that one person was moitzi everybody with a bracha, and when was it that each person made a bracha by himself? Tani, we learned in a brisa, seder suda. The procedure for a regular suda, we should give a brief hagdama that in those days, the guests would gather in, let's say, the foyer in another area away from the main dining area. And in that waiting area, it was a place where they waited until everybody assembled. Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains in the Beer that there were no couches there. There was no haseba, there was no reclining. And they were served wine and parperis. They were served pastries in that waiting area. And then they entered into the main dining room. So we'll learn first the brisa concerning the halachas in the waiting area. And then on Amud Beis, we'll get into when they actually entered the dining room, because the dinim change depending on where you are, in the outer room, the waiting area, or in the main dining room. Tani, we learned in a brisa, Seder Suda, the procedure for a regular Suda. Orchen Nichnasen, the guests would enter, V'yoishvin alas hafsolen, V'al ha-ketadriyos, they would sit on the benches and on the chairs. There was no couches for haseba, as we explained before. Ad Shekulim, Wisconsin, they waited there until everybody assembled together. So in that waiting area, Hevilen, Yayin, if they brought wine, kol echad ve'echad mevorach la'atzmoi, then the halacha is that one does not make a bracha for everybody, but rather each one makes his own bracha, because they are not a group there. They're only a collection of individuals. As Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains, that there was no haseba, there's no couches there. So in the times of Chazal, there's no kvias, and therefore each person has to make a bracha himself. Continues the brisa, heviu lehen liyadayim, the shitting is chos and ois, hey, has the girsa mayim liyadayim, they would then bring water. And we'll soon see the reason for this water. Kol ech ve'echa noitul yodei achas, a very strange halacha that we are not used to, and we'll soon see that la halacha, we do not keep this minig of yodei achas, but they used to wash one hand, and then the last halacha, and we'll explain all this in a moment, heviu lehen parperas, in that waiting area, they would bring pastries, as we turn to Samaches Amud Beis, kol echad ve'echad mevorach la'atzmoy. So each person makes his own bracha. Again, as Reb Chaim explained, that since it's in the waiting area, there's no couches, there's no aseba, therefore there's no kvias. It's not a group, but rather there are individuals sitting in that area, but they haven't formed into a group. Whenever you're not formed into a group, each one has to make his own bracha. Now, the Charedim brings our girsa, where we have the inyan of the mayim on the yodei achas before the parperis. However, he brings the girsa of the Tosefta that the noitel yodei achas, in fact, is before the drinking of wine. Either the washing of one hand was for the pastry, or the washing of one hand was for the drinking of the wine. Now, what is the reason for washing one hand? So, there are several reasons given in the Rishayim, and we'll mention three of them. One is that it's an inyan of kavod, that since you're going to make a bar pri hagafen, according to that girsa, you're going to make a mezoinis on the pastries, according to that girsa, therefore it's proper, it's kavod of the bracha, that you should wash the hand, which will hold the pastry, wash the hand that will hold the cup of wine. However, the Chazal did not obligate you to wash both hands. Usually you're only going to be eating the pastry with one hand, you're going to be holding the kois in one hand, so only that hand has the netila. A second shot is because of nikias. The hand is not clean, so again, wash one hand before the wine or before the pastry. There is another more complicated shot because of Inyani Tuma, but we will leave this until we get to later in the Masechta, Perik Elu Devorim, the Machloikas in a Suda between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where we will elaborate on this Inyan of Tuma when the person is holding the cup of wine. We should point out that if we look at the Charedim on Amud Beis, the second short line in the left-hand column, on the top of the Amud, says the Charedim, the cost of Marie Caro Beis Yosef, Marie Caro and the Beis Yosef writes, in Orach Chaim Simen Kufnun Ches, Shekol HaPoiskin Cholken Olav B'Shteyim. All the Poiskim disagree with this whole inyan of making a Netila on one hand. V'loitzorich Netila Afili Yad Achas. You do not require Netila even on one hand. Loi B'Shoyse, not by drinking wine. V'loi and not on cake. And that is our minig. We do not have this inyan of making a netila on one hand for wine or for pastries. When do we make a netila? And we do it for either for bread, or if a person is kaveya suda, he eats a large amount of cake, and that's like not just a snack, but that's actually his suda, then he would make hamoitzi, and he would wash his hands, but then he has to wash both hands. So this whole inyan of only washing one hand, halach lemaisa, we do not practice. So we have completed the halachas in the waiting room, and now, as we continue on Amud Beis, the top line, olu v'sebu, if now everybody had gathered, all the guests were there, they went up, and then they, in fact, as the Haredim says, alu al hamitos, then they went up and they reclined on the mitos. Now there is a kvias. There is not just a collection of individuals, but there's actually a group. So now the halachas change. Hevilen yayin, they bring now wine, afal pisha bir chalarishan, even though you had made a bar priya gofen in the waiting room, tzarech levar chalasheni. You have to make a new bracha in the main dining room area. And here, since you're all reclining on the couches, echad mevarcha yidei kulam. We don't say that halach is like the waiting room that each person makes his own bracha, but rather one person is might see everyone. Shemei koine rav am hadras melech. Let us look in the Haredim. Divrei Maaskel tzarech levarach al hasheni explains the Haredim, and this is approximately 7-8 lines in the short lines. Af al pi sheshaninu birach al yain shalifnei amazon patros yain shal achar amazon. We learned before that if you made a brach on bar priya gofen before the su'udah on wine, that potters the wine that's brought after the su'udah. As we learned, each one is not for digestion, but rather each one is for drinking. And he made that one before the su'udah, that potters the one after the su'udah. So v'kol shchein zeh shehu lefnei hamazon. If I can potter the wine that comes after the mazon, so certainly the one that's before the mazon. In other words, here I'm drinking two cups of wine. I'm drinking one cup in the waiting area. Then when I go into the main dining room, I'm also drinking a cup of wine before the su'udah. So even though we said that you can potter la'achar su'udah and kol shchein this, which is before the su'udah, shiny hacha, why do you have to make a new bracha? Explains the Haredim. The kiven de alu v'sebu, havalei shenim makom. Since here we're speaking about that the first bracha on hagefen was made in the waiting area. Now you're going into a different area, into the main dining room area. That's shenim makom, the kanal and perik avri psachim. The shenim makom tzarech levarech, ad kanal shenim rajba v'taisus. So the rajba and taisus explain, here you have a case of shenim makom. You have to make a second bracha. The mile over here is that everyone is reclining on the couches, therefore, echad mevarach lekulam, but you have to make a second bracha. And now the Haredim continues, echad mevarach lekulam, de kivan de sebu hukvu, since there was a sebu here, as opposed to the waiting area, where you just had chairs and benches, you didn't have a couch for a sebu, but here now in the main dining room, there is a couch, therefore there's a kvias, and therefore it's a group, not a collection of individuals, memela, echad mevarech lekulam. Continues the Braisa in the Seder of the Suda. Heviu lehen liyadayim. Now they brought water for the Yadayim. And again, we have in the Shini Nischaris and Ice Bays that the Rosh Sarilu is Gairis. Heviu lehen mayim liyadayim. They brought water for the Nitilas Yadayim. Now they're going to eat the Suda. They're going to eat bread. So there's no question they have to wash, and they have to wash both hands. Even though in the waiting area he had already washed one hand when he was holding the kois, or when he was holding the parperis, the pastries. So maybe all he has to do now is wash the other hand. He washed the right hand, let him now wash the left hand. No. He has to wash both hands. Let us see the Haredim, afal pishanot l'yorei achas, around five lines before the medium wide lines on the left hand column, afal pishanot l'yorei achas loy tema ato now shebol lechol pas dai be sheyito hashenis. Maybe just has to wash the other hand. Elashtei insert, he needs both. Upir shirajba hatam. The Rajab explains the reason. Mishum, the be'in and take of anatila birchas amaitzi. There's halacha that right after you wash your hands, you have to make the bracha of amaitzi. V'yad rishoyna lo haisad anatila tekev. Natilasa tekev. The first hand, which was done a few minutes ago in the waiting area, that was not right before the amaitzi. Memela, therefore, that doesn't count. And he has to wash both hands. Continues the Braisa. Hey, viu lahen parperes, if they brought pastries, echad mevarcha yidei kulon. So then one makes a bracha for all. let us see the chredim, which will be the first of the medium wide lines. Hachi gersin b'teisefta. So the teisefta has a little different girsa. It adds something. Hevilim parperis. And soon we're going to see when they brought the parperis in the main dining room area. Remember, they had already brought parperis in the waiting area. Now we're speaking about bringing parperis in the main dining area. So we'll soon see in the chredim when this took place. Af al pisha birich al rishayna, even though he made a bracha on the first parperis, he made a mizoynus in the waiting area. Chayzer mevarech al hashniya. Why? Because we learned before, it's shinui makom. And shinui makom necessitates a new bracha. But here, vechel mevarech al yidei kulam. Here, one can be mighty everybody because there's a kviyas suda. There's couches. They're reclining on the couches. So the group has a kviyas. It's not a collection of individuals. It's a group. Therefore, echem mevarech al kulam. Upirshu. Heviu kaidem netilo v'amaitzi. So the Meforshim explained that this case, when they brought the papers, is not in the middle of the Suda, it's right before the Suda. In other words, in the waiting area, they ate papers, and now they come into the main dining room, and they're going to wash and make hamaitzi, but before that, they gave them another appetizer. So says the Chared, when did this take place? They brought the parperis before the washing and the brach of hamaitzi. Why? The achar hamaitzi, if they would bring it after the maitzi in the middle of the meal, hotanam masnis, and we learned earlier in this parak in the Mishnah, birich ala pas patras parperis, that if you have a brach on the pas, which is the ikr, that patras the mizoynus on the pastry. So you wouldn't make any bracha. And it says here you have to make a bracha on the parperis. Bein netil amaitzi. Perhaps they brought the parperis between the washing of the hands and amaitzi. That also cannot be. Eafshir to be'in and take of netil amaitzi. We have a rule that you have to make the amaitzi right after the netila. There can't be any hefsik between washing the hands and the bracha of amaitzi. So he couldn't have had the parperis in the middle. So when did he have the parperis? The answer is he had the parperis before the netil and amaitzi. He ate one parperis outside. He came into the main dining area and he lay on the couch. Everybody was lying on the couch. And that's when they served the second parperis. And it's before the netil and amaitzi. So memela, he has, because of shini makom, he has to make a new bracha on the parperis. But here, since they're reclining, so one person can make a bracha for everyone because they're a group and not a collection of individuals. So explains the Charedim. Continues the Braisa. Ve'ein rishus la'oirich likonis achar shalosh parperis. Once three appetizers were served, a guest cannot come in unannounced and say that he would like to join the group. Why is that? Says the Charedim. Ve'en rishus la'orich. The minhagim ha'yalavi shlosha mini parperis kaidim sudazech. Their minig was to bring three appetizers, one after the other, before the suda. K'diyam reperk beiz the sukkah. Kamen parperis ato mamshich. Upirish rashi. Mine madanim apaisim espnei ma'ayim. Liyois liboy mashich achra michel. The purpose of these parperois were to open up the stomach, the intestines, so that the person could have appetite to eat the suda. They would serve up to three parperois. Ve'im yikonis ha'arich achri sh'ochlu b'nei ha'chabura kol ha'shloish ha'mini parperis. If he will come after they ate up all three, yavish balabais, he will cause a busha to the balabais. Shaharei ein lo litin lufana b'filechot. He doesn't even have one to give him. If he comes in after they ate two, so there's still one appetizer left. So he says, okay, fine, I have for you one appetizer. But if he comes in after all three, and he has nothing to give him, and everybody ate the appetizers, it'll be a busha to the balabais. They were misakin that the oruch should not come in and after the third parperis was served, because the busha of the Baal HaBayis, that he has nothing to give him. So this is the end of the Bryce explaining the differences between the brachas in the waiting area and the brachas in the main dining room area. And the main chilek is that in the waiting area there's no kfiyas, there's no couches, there's no reclining, there's no group. Therefore, each one makes a bracha by himself. In the main dining area, there is couches, there is reclining, there is a group, and one is mevorach for everyone else. The next sugya has to do with Shinui Makom, but it's a sugya which continues on Daf Samach Tasamet Aleph. So rather than breaking up the sugya, we will start the sugya and end it, Be'ezus Hashem, in the next.